Hello, beautiful, and welcome to Finding Fertility. I'm your host, Monica Cox from FindingFertility.co, and I created this podcast to help get you to start thinking outside of the box and realize that your infertility might have nothing to do with your lady bits. Rooted in functional medicine and personal experience, Finding Fertility is all about looking at the whole body and finding the root cause of your infertility. Finding Fertility does not diagnose, prescribe, or treat any issues of infertility. But what we do is take a holistic approach and improve your diet and your lifestyle to get you steps closer to creating your dream family. Just by being here with me, listening to this podcast, you're already going down the right path to making your dreams come true. Let's do this together. Happy Friday, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Finding Fertility. I'm your host, Monica Cox, and I'm so honored that you are here with me becoming the conscious mama you were born to be. Today, we have another like super random pop into the community over within the fertility formula, talking about the subconscious mind and how it is always trying to keep you safe and can get a little bit feisty. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Hi, everyone. I wanted to come on here and talk about the subconscious mind and how powerful it is. It's the driving force of everything physical that you do. I know when we start dealing with fertility issues, we just hyper-focus on our lady bits, on our hormones, on the testing, on the supplementation, and you know, those tangible things, even diet, that are super important. Absolutely, hands down, my journey, I could not sit on the couch and mindset my way into becoming fertile. I had to heal my gut. I had to heal the physical stuff. But what I wish I would have known, and what I'm really seeing through you guys and your journey and working with you one-to-one and in the group coaching, it is all about mindset. So I want to start off with a story about a one-to-one client right now that is blocking herself from reaching her ultimate goal. She reached out. She had been following me for a while. We had a discovery call. She went and saved money to pay for the one-to-one services. She bought testing. So she bought the gut health test. She has it in her home. She ordered the MRT, paying a $50 shipping fee because she's up in Canada. It's just more expensive. It's not free to ship there. And things were going good. Really felt in alignment, really felt like high vibing. And she sent her MRT test off, which was, it's a little bit difficult to get the blood draw in some places. And it seems like, especially in Canada, it's either really expensive or people live out in the fucking middle of nowhere and don't have like easy access to get the blood draw. And then you got to time it with delivery to make sure it gets to the center, all that kind of stuff, right? She sends it off, and I have like vivid memories of the emotions that I felt for her when I got an email from the testing company and it didn't arrive on time. And so they sent her a new kit. They didn't charge her the shipping fee because, you know, that's what they do. But I knew that this was going to be a roadblock for her. That getting the blood drawn again was going to be a big issue for her. And I just felt so bummed for her, right? We were making progress and she went silent. And in my one-to-one coaching at the moment, I don't know if this is going to be a forever thing, but I only take on a limited amount of people for several reasons. But one of the reasons is I know this journey especially the healing portion of it and the even the mental and emotional portion of it is not in a 3 month time zone, right? Like shit happens. I've had several clients have really big events during our coaching, and it just needs more time. So I allow my one-to-one clients take the time that they need, and that's just how I feel in alignment with that. And so she went silent, and I will reach out to you guys for a while, and then if there's no kind of like energetic, response, I let you go silent. And it's up to you to utilize my services that you paid for. And a year goes by, and she's reaching out, and she can't do the MRT test, and she wants some of her money back. And I want to just preface the money back situation. Money is an energetic exchange between me and you. So if you lived in my area and if you wanted to give me like babysitting service, meal prep service, clean my house service, massage service, acupuncture, Reiki, like anything that I really value in my life, I would totally do that. If you grew vegetables and you wanted to exchange vegetables for my service, like I am down for that. But our society doesn't work that way. Usually, all of my clients are off island, and money is just that energetic exchange for us. It holds us both accountable. It holds me accountable to make sure that you are getting the highest level of services from me, and it holds you accountable because you spent that money. So hopefully, you're doing the shit that I recommend, or we are working together to get you on the exact right path that feels good for you. So when someone falls out of an energetic connection and is putting up those roadblocks for themselves, I have no issues giving money back to release that exchange, right? In fairness, she has to pay for the services I've already done for her. And there's a portion that I could give back because I didn't do the test review. But in saying this, before I just like hand the money back, I still provide coaching and try to get people to see, like, look, this is how you're blocking yourself. And she comes back and saying, well, this is not a mindset block. This is a like a physical issue, like a situational issue. I can't get the test anymore. And I had to, say to her, I'll give your money back, but here's my coaching before that happens. If you truly believed that this MRT test, which is a food sensitivity test, was going to make and break or break your journey, meaning that this, she had the gut health test, she could totally send that gut health test in and move forward and just keep working on the MRT when it comes. But she put up a block. And I said, if you really truly believe that this was the test that was going to make or break your journey, you will go to the ends of the earth to get this test done, right? Okay, the way that you did it before isn't working out anymore. The next blood draw place is like, let's say, a 3 hour drive. You would fucking get up in the morning on Monday, drive to that blood draw, get that blood draw, drive back, maybe stay the night, maybe make a vacation out of it. You would fucking do that. And how do I know? Because I used to do that shit for my fertility. I used to drive over an hour and a half one way to get one blood drawn done at my clinic and drive and set the earliest appointment that I possibly could so I wouldn't miss work. So I'm getting up at like 5 a.m. to get this blood drawn and then drive straight to work, work an 8 hour shift. Like you do shit that is like insane. But because you have the belief that that is the way it's going to happen for you, that you're making those things happen. And so when a quote unquote thing that you think is a physical issue and you put up these blocks, that becomes a mindset issue.
right? If you were in a country that just you couldn't run these tests, that's a physical issue. And like we decide, you know that before you sign on to any kind of coaching package. But your subconscious mind is so like protective, and it can get like feisty, right? And you start making up these blocks, and you're like, no, it's not working. Or maybe like you look on the bad side of coaching, or like whatever it is, right? So that is why, and I feel like I need to like do something at the beginning of the online coaching as well to hone this in, because we focus on the tangible diets first. Because a lot of people want that tangible stuff. But when you can't stick to that physical commitment of the diet, like you guys know, like I don't really even talk about diet that much anymore. Maybe I should, but you know that diet is the number one thing next to stress. They're like interconnected, right? That is going to improve your situation, no matter, like how you want to get there, whether it's, egg donor, you still have to prepare your body to welcome that embryo. Whether it's IVF, your body still has to do that work, right? If you want to get pregnant naturally, you have to improve your cellular health, and diet and stress levels need to dramatically be improved. And if you find yourself not being able to stick to those physical commitments, it's your subconscious mind keeping you safe and putting up these walls. One of the things that I'm now able to do for you guys is a modality called Site K, and it is a really effective way to start unlocking those subconscious beliefs. Once again, it's not a miracle remedy. I had a private session with a client the other day, and she went to this amazing retreat in Costa Rica, and she had this beautiful shaman like really realign and clear all her chakras. And I said, okay, well, what's the like the next steps that we're gonna that they said to take? And they're like, oh no, they say that's like you're fine, you're done. I'm telling you right now, that's fucking bullshit, right? So absolutely, an amazing session with a healer of any kind of modality can absolutely open up those floodgates, but you still have to do some type of work to continue peeling back those layers, right? If there was one event in your life, then one thing would help. That one like situation would help. But we're all into our at least 20s, if most of us are into our 30s. So we have almost 3 decades of fucking shit, right? Some of it we don't even realize has impacted us. A lot of generational trauma that just got passed down through fucking DNA. Well, thanks for that, right? Like we're the generations that have to deal with this shit. So not only we're the generation that is going to change a lot of things for the good for our children, so our children don't have to deal with this. But Site K is an amazing way to start unpacking those layers and really realizing like what's going on beneath the subconscious mind that is blocking you from sticking to the physical commitments that you need to do to reach your ultimate goal. Right. So yesterday I went out to, I love sun gazing. But, and I brought my journal because I thought I was going to do some journaling for myself. I've got some shit that I need to Site K myself from. And this popped into my head of like, what's holding you back? Right. What's holding you back from being a mom? And this is how I do it for myself. And when I work with clients, this is all done privately. It can't be done in group sessions. We start from like a core belief, right? Or like what's going on. And for a lot of people, what's holding you back from being a mom doesn't have anything to do with your lady bits. So self-worth and self-love, probably one of the number one things that's a big issue. You're scared of fill in the blank. What are you truly scared of? Past trauma is huge. You were told that you can't. Your experts around you have planted into your head that things are way too bad. You can't fucking fix it. And you have this belief. And so we got to redo that, right? You don't believe in your body's ability. You've lost hope. Totally understandable, but let's get that hope back. You're exhausted to go on. Oh, I feel that one. You guys know my journey was way too fucking long. Money is a huge one. I don't have the money to invest. And then obviously diet. But there's lots of other ones. And so it would be a really good exercise for you. Write down what's holding me back from being a mom, put a circle around it and start spidering out and just be vulnerable and open and willing to explore those deep places that are keeping you stuck in infertility hell. It's just vitally important. And I don't think this journal has it, but oh yeah, it does. Like I do this all the time for myself. And if you're, I'm going to put this out onto the podcast, but yeah, that's that. But just know that if you are willing to keep taking those little steps forward day by day, it's consistency, it's willingness to be vulnerable, it's holding on to that hope, not false positivity, true hope. I have noticed that there is definitely a wave of clients who have a deep knowing that they will be a mom. And that is so powerful, right? The difference of believing and knowing and having that feeling, and how can we get to that knowing? And in my experience, the way to get to that knowing is strengthening the belief system. So keep doing that. I know I've talked about like why your affirmations aren't working. That's all subconscious. So it's not just about standing in front of the mirror and be like, I'm being a mom, or listening to meditations and stuff. That's important. That can be super helpful, but uncovering those layers and going really deep of what those subconscious blocks are. And most of the time, it stems from something in your past. It stems with the mental and emotional aspects of being a kid, what you grew up around, what belief systems. I know in the course, if you haven't got to it, there is the past traumas section. There's a timeline. I show you my timeline. And it's just really about getting vulnerable and listing the things that you maybe just don't think has anything to do with it. But those are the things. The other thing that is really important is anything you're trying to avoid or push down, or like it keeps coming up and you're like, nah, that's it. That's where to focus. But I hope this has kind of sparked something in your brain. Definitely do the journaling around, you know, what might be blocking you. Even when it comes to, just do that journaling. I think it's gonna be super, super helpful. And yeah, until next time, guys.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the Finding Fertility podcast. If you're loving this podcast, please leave us a rating and review and let us know how this podcast is supporting you to get steps closer to creating your dream family. I hope you have a beautiful weekend, and we will see you next Friday for another episode of the Finding Fertility podcast.